Okay, so this is Rabbi David Kaplan. When did you first come to Lakewood, for approximately?
Let me just think about this. One second. About 45 years ago, must have been. 45 years ago. About 45 years ago, 43 years ago.
Where were you before here?
The Terev Adas.
What shiur were you in?
I came from Shizgal, the Chaim Lvov.
Shizgal shiur, huh? Now, what prompted you to come here?
Well, I tell you, I went from Terev Adas, I went for a week or two to Beis HaTalmud, and I couldn't take so many shiurim. Maybe I wanted the freedom. I don't know what, you know, it was like, I don't know if it was Abaram that drew me, or was that, you know, I was like an ultra boch. I was 15, 16 years old, and I didn't have the oil of a daily shiur. I didn't have to attend the shiur. I can't say I was drawn by anything.
What was your introduction?
I tell you, I wanted it. It's not about the Roshiva. I think I wanted. You were supposed to get a fahir by the Roshiva.
Yeah.
Me and my brother, we came together. So
was the older brother?
My brother, a year older than me, Shimon. He's in Muncie. Yeah, he's a Luyishiv. And so him, the Roshiva gave us each a daf in the comment to prepare. Not the same daf, by the way. He didn't want us to, apparently, to prepare it together. So him, he fahir, and he had a lot of annoy. And me, he had no time for it. He told me to go to Rav Shmuel Feivelson. Which I refused to do. I didn't let the ministry pass. I was a young kid. I wasn't used to going to American younger man. I'm going to go get fired by American. So I told him I don't want to. He said, okay. So he told me go to Rav Shneya. So Rav Shneya fired me.
Yeah.
Yeah, this doesn't, it's not about the Roshiva. I'm telling you, it's just little anecdotes.
Yeah, all these anecdotes add up. He told that yourself. He told you that himself.
I don't know if I told Rosh Hashiva why, but it was beneath my dignity. I always had European Rosh Hashivas. I was an American young man from Chicago. I should go get fired. So I told him I don't want to. He told me go to Rosh Hashiva.
And then what happened?
Yeah, Rosh Hashiva was like easygoing. It was a pleasure. You know, I would have gone to Abba. I'm telling you, he would talk to me. I would forget what Masechta I'm holding. You know, I was so petrified of me. If he would Amul talk to me, he would tell me a sharp word, I would forget what Masechta we were talking about.
He confounded you.
I was overawed by him. One time I got it from him, by the way, my knees buckled, just one time. I remember, I'll tell you a little thing that night. Well, I went over, it was the day after the shiur, I went.
What was Masechta?
It was Masechta, it was Chesk Sabbat in Babasri.
Yeah.
And it was, I remember about what it was, about what Negea Lechoiva, something about that. The person's in Negea Beidus Lechoiva.
Yeah.
So she asked the Psakash on the Ktois.
Yeah.
I remember the day, I would never have the nerve to mix into a shiur. You're kidding? But the next day, I think he was sitting in the Bismillah shop, in the morning, after breakfast.
Yeah.
So I went over, I asked him, I said the word, this Fashtevish, Favos Mekenish Zogin Alt Migu.
Yeah.
Those are the words I said, and he gave a look up at me with a cast. Says yirn tabu, yirn tamoritz de reisech, nu metachm treden. Those are the words, yirn tabu, yirn tamoritz de reisech. Feim's Raven told me, he remembers, I spent a few
soldiers?
Feli's Raven told me, he remembers the Maisa.
Feim's Raven, yeah?
Yeah, Feli, Feim's Raven. I think he called me a goy also. He says he doesn't think he called me a goy. He says yirn tabu, yirn tamoritz de reisech, nu metachm treden. And I got so like white, I didn't even know what he was talking about after that. Yeah. Then after Rosh Hashiva bombed me out, I went out into the lobby, in the old lobby, in the 7th Forest. So Mayor Hartson, if you remember, you used to
say, yeah, I got him too.
He used to say over the shiur, he wasn't the official. The official ones was Moshe Chaim Epstein and Moshe Hirsch.
Uh-huh.
As a matter of fact, Mayor Hartson never even, the shiur used to give a preview of the shiur to the Bochum, to the older Chosh of Bochum. So Mayor Hartson, he wasn't even learning the shiur's Masechta. He never went to the preview. And he would stand in the back. It was amazing. The shiur himself used to have his pilot in him.
Yeah.
He would to listen to the shiur, stroke his beard, and he would say it over like, so the Roshiva wanted a tiny, like he would rearrange it. You see that he hadn't mastered it. Anyway, so the kids, I went out to the lobby. I saw Mayor Hartstein there.
Yeah.
I was so dazed. What is the Roshiva screaming like that? What's he so angry at me?
Yeah.
So I started talking to him in English about the subject. I started telling him over what was bothering me. So all of a sudden, someone grabs him by the shoulder from the back and he pushed me. He was so furious. He wanted to look at me. He was calling Mayor Hartstein the names. He meant me. The Roshiva had come out of the smell. He was taking off his film. This was in the morning of that. And he overheard me in the lobby talking with Mayor Hartstein and suits from the English words that I'm still on the same subject.
Yeah.
So like he grabbed me by the shoulder. He pushed me inside. He was calling Mayor Hartstein names. He meant me.
Yeah.
Just as a humorous aside, 4 years later when Abshneya said that same shiur after she was nifter, so I went over to him. I asked him what was bothering me. So He says, yeah, fine hor, good hor, good night. So I told him that I'm going to go for a goy dafan.
Yeah.
So your father wants to call me a goy for this.
Yeah. So how do you explain that?
I don't know.
I heard things like this before.
No, it wasn't a major. It wasn't a major cash.
Why was he so sensitive about it?
I think why those people were so sensitive could be he had it in for me. Probably when you on the shears they say he was super, you know, sensitive.
Yeah.
Could be because and what was the pit I once. I'm trying to think that someone told me why he was so sad, because he maybe got the impression I wasn't listening to the shiurim. I forgot. I don't know. I remember, by the way, but not long after I came to the yeshiva, I once was floating around the second seder, during second seder, I think, in the old building, in the sixth, in the dining room building.
Yeah.
I was floating there, the yeshiva saw me. So he asked me what I'm doing here. I laid him a cup. I told him I'm listening to a tape of the shiur.
Yeah.
Oh, now I remember why it could be he was annoyed, because once that maybe that same conversation when he met me, he asked me not long after I came to yeshiva. He asked me, "Did you have them shiur?"
Yeah.
So I said, "No, I didn't have."
Yeah.
He asked me not long after I came to yeshiva. He asked me, "What's the maize?" That's how I used to say. Instead of saying "Fawaz," you say "What's the maize?" I would say first, "What's the maize?"
Yeah.
So I told my chanish galang the mal mekoymis. You know, he used to give out a
tefillah. Yeah, yeah.
So again, he asked me, what's the ma'isa? Why pack it in the lemon? I'm a famous. Yaldas hoisa be a shtus. I said that the gemeinte will happen from shir.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'm the big yuli. I'm going to have the mama kavis from the shir.
Yeah.
Like, it was a shtus.
Yeah.
Went, then he didn't slam me. He was edel. He told me, it happened over the miserbut. You know, he said he was pretty edel, but he'll feel happy after the lemon. I'm going, you're also doing pretty well. But maybe that's why he had it. It could be because. But a couple of times, I saw he was very rough with me. I remember once I went over to him in the lobby. I don't remember, but I remember saying so many times that I know they're true.
Yeah.
I remember I once went over to him in the lobby, and I opened my mouth. I didn't get the word out yet.
Yeah.
I opened my mouth, and I heard the Roshiva muttering to himself, Yirat Masmeret. He had have used Yirat Masmeret. He like came out with one word, Yirat Masmeret.
Can you speak a little slower?
I said, I heard the Roshiva muttering to himself as I opened my mouth, like muttering to himself nervously, Yirat Masmeret, Yirat Masmeret. I was thinking, Rabboi Nishlam, I didn't say a word like it says a pasuk in Tehillim, Terem E'ene Ani Shoigeg.
Yeah.
I didn't say, he knew why Kaplan Dreit HaKop. I'm saying he added maybe into me, maybe from that, because it was a chutzpah. I told him that I thought I'm going to catch the shiur from the Mamre Kamis from the shiur. Remember, I got so scared. One time I had a kasha. I said, I was in the beginning of it, but see, man, I was mamish afraid of going. So I sent him, they saw it happen.
Yeah.
I asked him, saw it happen. How did he react? He lit up like a bulb, and he showed him the kveja effect of the kasha. If I would come in, he would have slammed me against the wall.
What else? What they observed?
Yeah, for another thing, the next day, I think, after I think he slammed me, I said, I noticed he gave me, I think the next day, a few days later, he was kind to me. He told me Kaplan. I don't think he knew the first name. Kaplan, he said, I should belong to Habura, say Torah. So I didn't answer. I was like scared. I'm going to go with Habura. I can't say Torah. So he told me, Mersh Mold, this sign good. I said, Mold, sign good. He told me, don't worry, the second time will be good.
I see you got the way he spoke.
Yeah, Mesmol, this ain't good, Fitmol, this ain't good.
Yeah.
And I think he told me I should, I don't know, the same time as he told me I should learn with Yossel Brustin, with Havruse,
yeah.
Yeah. I remember Shas Mais, I was thinking to myself, if Habaram, this world-class Ilui, is he telling me that Yossel Brustin is a Balkishan? He must be some genius, Yossel.
Right.
But later I found out that she was very generous with compliments. He, he was generous.
Okay. Other experiences. Were you there when they came from the Vigdis Tibbersin and what's his
yeah,
name?
Yeah, I think yeah. I was there.
Was, somebody else came from
yeah, it was the Vigdis Tibbersin.
Who was the other one? Simcha Zissel, I think.
Yeah.
Were you there then?
It was a Shir and Layach from Bamas, I remember. And Abudi, you know, the Chevron of Rashi was there.
Yeah.
Over there, they don't let a guy, they don't let the things are terrible. It's an Israeli mentality, you know, they don't let a Magid Shir get away with it.
Yeah.
So he was like hacking a line a few times. says, yeah, but you heard the Messiah says that.
I'm going to hear your side.
And so she, I remember, this way I remember all the years, he says, you're the Gemara the Galam for speech to the Harain. You heard that? That's what you heard?
I didn't hear that in the song.
That's the news I remember hearing. You're the Gemara the Galam for speech to the Harain. And then, I think two or three times he hacked the mine. And then one time, I think the last time, the Shiva, he said, good, the Mershon, the Olivam says over that, he said that he was telling good, the Mershon, all you're asking good. Well, I understand, I was there, but he didn't say, this is the first time you're asking good. He didn't ask any. All the Shiva was talking about two boyrois, each yeah. person. So one has to be Marachik and the other has to be, or so it doesn't, they do not have to be Marachik, whatever the case was.
Yeah.
Sometimes you do. So Shiva was being asked, but why the first Baal HaBoyer does or does not have to be Malachik. So all he said was absolutely undertreter. So I said, Shiva said, good, let me talk to Abed Mershon first. You know, he didn't say good to Mershon, well, he asked him good.
Yeah.
He didn't ask it. Well, he said like a big guy, Sakashi. He said, I'm the second guy.
Yeah.
So she said, good, let me explain first the first one. Anyway, I was in the spot. I thought after the Shiva that he would, so she would, you know, well, he was nice to him. He was nice to a person after he slammed you, but I remember Tipperstein came over, and he lit up a cigarette. So I saw the Shiva like motion, get it out of here. You know, I thought he would at least, you know, he didn't like smoke.
I heard.
You know, he answered, and that was the last one, I think he said. I remember he said, the Naya Binyam Yitzchem is ein Geramel to make. You know that? I think he used the word Geramel. Geramel means, it's a Litvish word, means more.
Ventilated.
More what?
Ventilated.
Geram means place, spacious.
Well, spacious, yeah.
Yeah, I think he said, I think we were learning about Master. He said that, yeah, but he was saying Kutra Biskisi is expression in the Gemara for smoke, because if one shoffin generates smoke, it's ground for he has to be Marfix. I think he used that. It says, Mamish Kutra. So he said, Naya Binyan, meaning the present Binyan, then it'll be Mutta. But I think they extended the Issa even afterwards.
But when we were there, when I was there, he was plenty smoke there.
Where?
In the Beis Medrash.
Maybe it was before the Shavuos?
No, I'm talking before Rabbi, after Rabbi.
Oh, after Rabbi, do you smoke in the old Beis Medrash?
Sure. And not in the old one, the new one.
You just 1 second, why? Just 1 second.
I'm hanging. Put the machine on again. Okay, so.
What were we talking about?
You're talking about smoking.
Yeah, I remember him saying I remember saying Kutra Biskisi, those that watch anymore, and I think you said that afterwards, maybe they didn't abide by it, I don't know.
I'm talking about the Pshnei's time they smoked.
Yeah, but I think, I remember Abaun answering it in the Shmuz, and he said, you remember Pshnei's time in the old Bismarck?
Not the old, the new Beis Medrash.
Oh, the new Beis Medrash. Oh, so they did. Or maybe they did. But today they don't.
No, today it's against the law.
Against the law now?
Yeah.
No, but I mean, this is way before the law. But it could be attacked as soon as they moved in, they did. But then maybe they were there. I know for a long time they did not allow smoking in the new Beis Medrash, even though the Roshua said that it would be. Maybe they weren't, when the Roshua was speaking, they weren't aware of how bad it was. I mean, by the way, what hurt the Roshua, I remember he was saying in that Shavuos, he said that. But this killed him. He says that the halach is that Abis Melech is that mechabed zayin u'merabed zayin. I remember the Yiddish word they use, oiskern, oispritzen. You have to, you know, sprinkle it, sweep it. He says that he couldn't take, he says, not only, you know, he says, you throw butts on the floor, that bothered him very much.
Uh-huh.
He couldn't take the butts. Pshnei, a guy once told me, once he broke into the kitchen. He told me, he remembers that when he was a kid in Kled. Rabban Kimat never said a shmuz in yeshiva. He said only, I think, one or two shmuz he remembers he ever said was only about a Yoni Derecher. It's like, you know, it was a breach of Derecher. That's the only thing that he ever remembers him speaking about. And later in my time, he used to speak a lot about Torah and all that. But in Kled, he was a Kulei Torah. He never said shmuz. Just, he says that in those occasions. I was still an anecdote. My wife just reminded me of face. I came with my brother in the same year to the yeshiva.
Yeah.
He was a big bulkish. Anyway, I don't think he knew first names. I don't. Someone told me this later on. That
your old brother was here then too?
No, not Chaim. Chaim Deilu. He was before me.
Uh-huh.
But the other, he's a year old. Angus, he lives in Monte Shimon. His name.
Oh, uh-huh, yeah.
So he sent someone to call me, but he didn't know my name. I'm a year younger. I was fat. I'm fatter than him, much fatter than him.
Yes.
So he is. He's called Uft Kaplan. So I think the Bocher is the Greber, the fatter one. The Greber. So I mean, I'm in Yiddish. He corrected. He didn't like Bocher. He's like his interer. the healthier one. And you were, you know, a fat
person. Yeah. He wanted to make it nicer.
Yeah, he says, he said, the dicker, the crabber, he said, then the gesinter, the healthier one.
Okay. What else could you remember?
Anecdotes.
Could you describe what the shear, any shear was like?
You've heard much about what I hear. What do I know? All I know was like electricity. I never saw it before. So as I'm, I mean, you know, it was an electricity. And was a Goyan speaking. I'm saying, I don't know. So I can say it was like an electric in the air, crackling.
You could feel the skin alike.
Yeah, but he was even so. Talk a mile. I mean, I used to think, when is he going to stop? Already? He would go on and on. I remember Yevomis man. He would say two shurim. He always said two shurim week a hemshach for an hour and 20 minutes solid each. And what he said in 1 hour, boy, a rishivik had panosa for 2 months. Mm-hmm. But he, you know, the tidbits that are under the table that he just threw off as an aside, a little hagoyes. Mm-hmm. He spoke on and on and on. I remember I had a chavrusa, European chavrusa, Yanka Pinos Goralnik. I don't know if you remember from your time. Goralnik, he was there about a year ago.
Yeah, I did. He had a husband.
You interviewed him?
Huh? I didn't know him. I heard of the husband that they made of him.
Yeah, so he told me, he says that Mamish Geef in the Himmel, and he split the heaven. Certain Shurim, yeah. The Shurim, Adobe Shane Miskav. Mamish, he Geef in the Himmel, and Oshiv. I'm an Amorit, I don't know anything about it, but that's what the London told me. It was so fascinating. You know, I thought I would try to concentrate on the shear.
Yeah.
That you know, I'm conscious of shear, but I would just like get the middle of start thinking about this going and this shining, brilliant malach in front of me. I couldn't concentrate on the shear, you know. He was so captivating, his I thought I would try to concentrate on the shear, but I would get fatrachs about his godless.
He was always aware of it.
Yeah, he was red in the face. Yeah. But, a little thing, when we used to get shopped, they say in London once, I think it was in London, I don't know, it was basically a certain, in London, in England, they call Diane so-and-so.
Yeah.
So one place, you do it once, he called me, the redhead, Kukavitsky, he called me Poraduma, but that I didn't hear so much. So it's like, he pranked him out, he asked him in the middle of his year, then afterwards, the Rashi was like, muttered, no, ha Diane Eich. This guy's not dying yet. But later he was just asking me, he lived, man.
Yeah. They say he was a really very sensitive person.
Yeah, could be.
That's what I heard from other people.
I know, at that time when the Rashi was going to slam me like that, I remember I was white. So I came in the first day, I used to talk alone with this Rabbi Goralnik. He was a European. So he told me he was Mechazik, me. So he told me that he was Chazal, famous Chazal, he was Isa Talmud Chochem de Korotach. You go to a beer and you touch her cup, she'll go banana.
Yeah.
You touch his Torah, it was like a... I'm not mistaken, Ali, you must have heard it from...
Doesn't matter if I heard it, I can hear it again.
Yeah, I'm saying that when I was a kid, I think I remember always when he came, I remember once in Williamsburg, he came in Wilson Street, he used to have a bomb carrying around a chemedan, he called it.
A chemedan? A valise.
Of his shurim, you heard that?
I heard a little, not exactly.
I once remember Yankel Rivlin carrying it, that he used to carry it, and they told me because one set of shurim, Taki Chen Sabat, and he lost. And he was very nervous. He used to carry around his ksavim with him. It sounds weird to me, but I think...
Somebody told me of Meisa, there's a Yid here, Moshe Steinberg.
Yeah.
He told me of this Meisa. He didn't see it himself, but heard from it. When he was in Japan to go in the boat...
Yeah.
The gangplank is gewackelt abyssal, you know, that's not so... So he was afraid to walk up.
Yeah.
So somebody else, I can't remember who it was, grabbed his ksavim and ran up the plank. So he couldn't, that really, he ran up to get it, like he wasn't afraid anymore. he ran up, like that's how he got him over to get on the boat.
I think I remember vaguely in Wilson Street, that Yankel Rivlin was carrying the toy.
Wilson Street or South Third?
No, Wilson, he was Teretasip, there was an Asif in 206 Wilson Street.
Yeah.
No, I think, no, Teretasip had, the elementary was 206 Wilson
Street. Right.
Anyway, I think I remember he came with, a chemedan. Then they used to say a joke that he told the bocher chemedan to get the chemedan, so the bocher came back because he can't find the b'shem. He thought it was a name. He was looking in the phone book. That's what they say over there.
You mean the bocher?
Yeah, he told the bocher chemedan.
Yeah.
The bottom time they were talking about a certain phone number, so the bocher thought it was a name. So he looked, he said, can I get the name chemedan? Yeah, anyway, that's the oldest game. They know it. I mean, it's nice to talk about Shabbat.
Can I have the mamodim that you were in? Were you with by the machor?
Whom?
From the Bliskarov?
I was in Lakewood. I mean, I heard the.
That was before you were in Lakewood?
I'm sorry?
That was before Lakewood?
Yeah, I think before I came to Lakewood. That was, I think, in.
It's like 57.
Yeah, I came with something a little later than that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I came, I think, probably about 60 or so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I didn't know from the tape, but he said, was like the Hitlerman.
But you weren't by the Mimers.
I think I was there. When we were in Pike Street, where was it?
Someplace over there.
Yeah, man, I mean,
these sides.
But on tape, that's all on tape.
They have a tape from, he has it, I think.
Yeah, the first thing is like, the Hitler Schleimer Schellonu.
Yeah.
He hopped Hitler Schellahemd upshot. He says, it's a murder tape.
Yeah.
He said, I was scared of me. He talks about the college, and he talks about what else did he talk about?
When you was here, he talked about college?
I don't remember the issue talking about.
He just said shiurim. He didn't say anything.
He said shmuzin, yeah, man.
He said shmuzin?
Yeah, sure, man. Well, I remember the shiur wasn't a big balbchi. He didn't cry easily. I remember when by the end of his shmuz, and he went to be talking about the Nasrabever and Kuwait Shamayim, that's when he broke down. Struck me as, you know, what makes the Rashiva get so over emotionally, he couldn't control himself. When he's talking about the Nisabavir and Kuwait Shemayim, that's when he, like, he got emotional.
He
wasn't emotional, he didn't cry. Remember, I believe my Malon Levi, which was not much before he was Nifter himself, there he broke down the shtickle.
He knew him.
Yeah, I think they traveled, they found Japan, that train that went from Moscow to Vladivostok, you know, about 2-3 days right across Russia, and they went to Japan after that. So I think he was on the train with him, and they talked and learning Bava Kama the whole way, I think, on Bava Kama or whatever. I think Rablebe, by the way, as they say, how far he got.
Yeah.
He told him, hey, but not very much. Even in those days, it was a problem at Yeshiva. They didn't learn much. Yeshiva used to Munzel on a Schneller, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So about Munzel, Rablebe, how he talked, and he learned so little. So he said, Abasanaye Bava Kama, to new Bava Kama. You know what we learned. Yeshiva told us, Schneller, out of Bava Kama.
What do you mean by that?
He meant to say, like, you know, we talk to learn only 15 block, but it's different. It's a new Bavakame. We know when we got finished with it. It's a new Bavakame. That's a blade, I think, told Abaron. So Abaron told him, what's Schlecht Alte Bavakame? What's that?
You mean he wanted to learn more?
Avada used to, at that time, I remember talking to Shmuz, he's saying, openly, she said, you should learn more Ashtoisis, Rosh Schrift, and Rambam, I think, Hakukton and Goyen and Game Weiter.
Uh huh.
Yeah,
did you ever do it?
If I don't know if I he writes in the Sefer, he writes, says, Boror Shlit, Samach Shum Godel Mizad, he calls the Derech Hadiyuk Yoyser Midai, he writes on it in the Shmuzen. He says, the Derech of being in Shtelns, I have every single thing. He says, Boror, that no Shum Godel ever grew out of that, he says.
So, but his Shiyum were very, he had to be, a lot of the Yukum, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't superficial.
Yeah, but he used to, it wasn't superficial, not at all, but I'm saying, but he would encompass, he was like, he was boil shaskim melkachas, it is like Talmud Bavli is called, because it's bowl. Well, he would be makim, so he five different sugis, you know, shalmi. But you learn the sugis, I mean, you learned already a few sugis in shas, it wasn't, your question had a rashi there for a day, or buy a pack of cigarettes on one place.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. He didn't hold from that.
No, he was,
she go fast, to couple
right. Yeah, but yeah, I don't hear me, I mean,
hackers.
Rav Shatuch and Roch Rabach and Gifta, they bombed the Seder. But today, the Magefa has spread to that, the soil even to the Siddish Yeshivas.
What, to the what? What, to the Medaic too much?
Yeah, learning slow, Kvetchad. Rabach Yankee used to say, it's a Gzeira and Shikha Satoira.
But the people don't understand. They have to understand what they're reading. You can't just burn a fart.
Reading when you believe me, when you burn up a pack of cigarettes on the taser, afterwards you're probably worse off than when you started, I think. But even if you don't understand, well, you have to know, when are you going to see the length and breadth of Torah? I mean, you spend your life learning how to learn.
I hear.
There was. She was. His borosh lit some of shum godlum is a shaibda.
But look, some people, though, their tefisa is not so fast. They have to.
Yeah, we're not talking about just Hanuk Gemara. He's talking about Shtelos. I'm trying to remember. You've been dying 100 to Yukim and everything you can. Mm-hmm. Like the Gemara says, this is what I'm saying. You die kin and kule high loy gamrina. By the way, if Tanteba, I was trying to put in a disclaimer that I can't take 100% of Christ for everything.
I understand. We
must lose my with that guy. He's into that. I heard this being said. Or no, I heard it in the Pia Shmua. I don't know.
I'm trying to get an impression.
Mm-hmm.
Impressions, collecting impressions. Anything you could add?
I'd like to call you back a different time if I come out. Just one little thing that occurred to me. I remember once Shabbos after two things. I think I told you this, and Mrs. Berman, remember Mrs. Berman?
I don't remember, but I heard a lot about her.
I mean, Mrs. Berman, so she used to, in the morning, though, she was on the Shabbos morning, they used to come, I don't know why, they made Kiddush, and they had the Mizainis, maybe they waited a few minutes for the meal, anyway, they used to give Mizainis. So they used to serve, she got a piece of her face, apple pie, whatever.
Yeah.
Which way are you going? So I used to notice though, she was like, after you take his afternoon nap, he would always come down and he wanted a glass of tea before he went to learn. Okay, so 2, 3, whatever in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Shabbos, so I used to make it my business to be around. I used to like him Shabbos. He was like mustay.
Yeah.
So I figured once I'll put away a piece of the cake from the morning was left over. I felt bad just to give her a plain glass of tea. I'll give him a you see, you have to plug it in. I don't think it's working. I put away the cake from the morning, the cake that he ate. I know she made him special cake, whatever.
Yeah.
So, I thought he was always going to have me. He says, Nain. Now I just need a tea for that. He said, no. But anyway, I put it down. See, he didn't touch it. He said, take it away. So I thought, she would be no time. I mean, if you put cake, then automatically I need it. You put me a piece of lapel cake right away,
it's gone.
She was like, he said, Nain. He didn't want it. I put it down anyway. He said, Nain, not too. Anyway, but I started saying, I remember once I was watching him Shabbos afternoon, he went to the Bismarck. He was sitting and learning, he was sitting there, I think it was Shabbos. And then he was sitting and chuckling.
Yeah.
And then I think I remember his face started getting red.
Yeah.
I'm getting off in a minute. His face started getting red. I saw that I was watching him. Something was being established to him.
Yeah.
This Gemara he must have learned 1,100 times in his life. It was a Noshim Nezikin, part of the regular. Anyway, he started getting the red. Then I saw he couldn't sit anymore. He started getting, he got up and he started pacing back and forth in his little corner where he sat in the front.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to first started over a little reddening of the cheeks or whatever. Then he couldn't contain it. Then finally he saw me, he called me over. He told me, Shikain, I should send him Moshe Hirsch. Moshe Hill Hirsch was like the star of my time. If time ever got married.
Mm-hmm.
I was Mekane Moshe Hirsch that year.
Moshe Hirsch.
Yes, I remember. I was at Mekane Moshe Hill Hirsch that Moshe Hirsch needs someone to tell over a piece of.
Yeah.
He was Mechadish. So he had Moshe Hirsch was the person he chose. Yeah. But I thought, I'll just do some luck. I remember once he called the phone in the lobby. He called. I answered the phone. There's a lady, a little Yiddish, says, hello, and then she said, 8 minutes be there. I hold the phone and someone gets on and he starts telling me something about Moshe Hirsch. So I don't know what he was saying. I didn't have what he wants, who he is. So I told him, face in what you will. Something like that. He wouldn't say this is the Rosh Hashiva. He wouldn't refer to himself as the Rosh Hashiva. So I didn't have, until I have to, he wanted me. I told Moshe Hirsch to make sure he took care of the Bochum that used to drive him with our rotation.
Yeah.
But I noticed Rosh Hashiva wouldn't tell me Das Red Rosh Hashiva. I mean, normally on the phone you say Das Red Kotler.
Yeah.
But I suppose to Abocha he wouldn't say that, but
right.
I told him, annoyed. I said, what are you buying? Why? What do you want? I don't know. He says, Dr. Moshe Hirsch, and I should tell Moshe Hirsch that Abocha should be by my house, isn't it fine?
You didn't know who that was, the Rosh Hashiva?
I didn't have the voice right away. A lady answered, she made the call for him, Mr. Rebbetzin, and then she put him on the phone, and he didn't introduce himself. He said, I should tell Moshe Hirsch that Abocha should be by the house at a certain time. I don't know what he's talking. I was a little rough with him, I thought, but I noticed that he wouldn't say who he is. I suppose he didn't know how to introduce himself. Like this on the phone, he would say, Doret Kotler.
Uh-huh.
When he was talking to Bochan Yeshiva.
Uh-huh. It was a natural amoebus.
Yes, he wouldn't have never said it. I always joke, some people would wake up in the morning and greet themselves in the mirror, go, Morgen, Harav Kaplan, they
fucking... He didn't hold me.
Yeah, it was. By the way, I'm a little A.C. Nussbaum.
Yeah.
Remember A.C. must have got
him. I heard of him, but I have him, I don't know where to find him.
A.C. lives in Chicago now, I think.
Uh-huh.
A.C., ooh, he's got these loads. He's got that mouthpiece. You gotta talk, you must talk to him. Somehow he used to wiggle himself into that. I told you the preview that she used to say for Moshe Hirsch.
Nussbaum's in Chicago.
I think he lives in Chicago. Yeah, his father, I can find out his number. Or else you can call Brenda Lev over here. He has a few sisters. He comes from Toronto originally. I'll give you one of his sisters' numbers. You'll find out from them.
Yeah.
You want one of his sisters?
Yeah.
So I have the two things about AC and I'm finished. What was the two things about AC?
Yeah.
Two things about AC. One thing he told me that Rosh Hashanah, this is the season I know from this one. The Rosh Hashanah was in Florida. He went sometime time into Florida.
Yeah, yeah.
So they once told him that the Satmarov is in Florida.
Yeah.
So I think his Enikel Yankee Beleza was with him then.
Yeah.
So I think it was just before his bar mitzvah or something. That was the only bar mitzvah Rosh Hashanah of his Enikel that he was alive. I remember I was by that bar mitzvah in the Psal Hebrew Day School.
Yeah.
You remember that?
No, it was before my time.
Before your time. Anyway, but this must have been shortly before. Anyway, so he heard that they told him, I think AC told me that maybe AC was with him, he was his shamus, that Saparov is also not far in the way in Florida.
Yeah.
So he wanted his kid, they should go for a brocha, and he told me, he told me he should go buy him a new yarmulke. Yeah, to go cover Saparov, they should buy him a yarmulke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, from self.
What?
From self.
No, for the kids. For the
kids.
Yeah, to go to them. Yeah, I don't think he himself went for a brocha. And then the other thing I remember, we were learning Shabbos, man. So AC was a lebed, the guy. There was a certain kasha in the Shabbos in the beginning. You see, the Shabbos that the Olam, it came from the Sefer Toitzoy's Chaim from Nachum Zembe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think what I must have, the Olam was thinking that the kasha is not a kasha. So AC, I think, wanted a, you can check it out with him, he wanted to make a spitzel. I think he went around, he asked the kasha, and he didn't say that it comes from Nachum Zembe. Yeah. He wanted like Rosh Hashanah should probably say it's a shtus, and then he'll be able to say that Rosh Hashanah said Nachum Zembe's kasha is a shtus. He didn't tell him it was Nachum Zembe's kasha.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so he went into Rosh Hashanah, he asked him the kasha. So I don't know, Rosh Hashanah looked at him and says, "Don't fake the kasha."
Uh-huh.
So she would have right away that it's someone's not his.
Uh-huh.
You know, he probably was trying to get something going there. You know, she would call him Nachum Zembe's kasha shtus. Anyway, she would already asked him to fake the kasha. So you know, I'll try to think of something.
So what happened after that?
Well, I don't know.
He told him who it was.
Yes, Captain, it's very important you get in touch with AC. Let me give you his number of his sister. One second. He's got a lot to tell you. He was a Mishamas. He used to take care of taping the Rosh Hashanah Shurim also.
Yeah.
I think Yossel Burstein took it over from him, or he took it from Yossel.
Yeah.
Rosh Hashanah didn't go for the taping, but then in the end he wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
Yossel once asked me, he said, "Tunish gedreht, huh?" He said it wasn't turning. He
uh-huh.
Real. Like
that. Leiser Stefanski told me a story.
Yeah, Leiser should be loaded also.
He's home from, I think it's Butch, somebody, Butch.
Yeah, Butch, yeah.
He went with him to Etz Yisrael.
Yeah.
And he went to visit Ger Rebbe.
Yeah, yeah.
And so Stefanski didn't want to go with him. He said, Rebbe, I'm from South Africa. He said, Zenit, it's the Gemna Brocha.
So
he
said that?
Yeah. So he told them, okay, so he slept them along. So when they're by the Rebbe, they give Paris, you know?
Yeah.
So he told them to make a bracha. So he said, he said, yeah, they were insisting he should make a bracha. So he said, Daphnish. So he said, so the Rebbe said, they it came with Zaina Achosid.
Yeah.
So the Rebbe, the Rosh Hashanah allegedly turned to him and said, they still have a gezakta and gave him a bracha.
Rosh Hashanah was with him, interesting.
He had a sense of humor. It wasn't just certain things.
It was Shaul Kagan said over with, you know, with Gomez Gered.
Huh?
You know, Shaul Kagan, it was printed in Observer in that, in the Sidur Shavuot, they used to have a bocho to drive him always.
Yeah.
The rotates, like I was telling you before, my church used to take care of it. So once they had a psal asif of a few Rosh Hashanahs or Rabbonim, and that's what Shaul Kagan said. Shaul was very close to him. So the bocho who was driving the Rosh Hashanah, he went into this meeting with the few Rosh Hashanahs.
Yeah.
So then, like, one of these Rosh Hashanahs or Rabbonim would make himself important. He said, the Rebbe, you know, let's go Shiva, make sure your bocher, your shamiz doesn't say over to anybody, you know, he was in a private meeting, this is not public. The bocher's only Shiva's talking Gornish.
Yeah.
you know, suddenly he was making this, so I don't know if the Bacher said or one of the people said, I mean, we didn't talk. So Rabban quipped, he says, don't have to talk in the Shibazok. You shouldn't say over that, you know, if you're a Jew's meeting, we didn't really say, discuss anything substantial. By the way, you know who took him to the Rebbe also? Shlomo Rekeh. You spoke to him?
I got him.
Okay, I'm glad we spoke about it. I want to still call you if I have anything else.
Okay, anytime.
Okay, I feel very bitter about you that you called me, come on, I never got back.